Watson Hall presents. Pride the Lady.
With Shimon Begg as the Game Master.
I found the right one of the four different notepads.
Oh, excellent.
No, you mine does it anyway.
Yeah, I have got the series Bible with me. This time, so I don't have to hop up in the middle of the episode.
Year did that say on the front? Right, so we're expected to play this game when your bloody series Bible's 10 years out of date, are we?
Yes.
So we say, oh, is there a such and such in Lincolnshire? And you look it up and say, yes, but no, it came along
it closed. In
10 years between Jim, I just don't.
I would have strong words with White, but I think he's been dead for over a century. So
that's what.
Anyway, I like his lemonade, so we're fine.
Yeah,
that's our White. So.
Oh, fine. So he's your White now. Blimey, I didn't think you were that sort of.
Right, I found the notes. Can't read any of them though.
Professor Zane, please.
Why are they too racy?
You recount to the doctor your adventures so far.
I'll tell you what notes we made. We found out that the... Do you remember a man fell off a ladder? We've gone to the place, the old manor house, because this man, our employer, has inherited the house from his granddad. His granddad bought
it. Friend Benji's? Friend of yours? Friend of Albert?
Friend of Benji's, I think.
Vaguely. Acquaintance.
Anyway, he heard of me and got to me through you lot, and so, because this place is allegedly haunted, he wants us to check it out.
Oh, complete and utter hoax.
There was a grisly murder here in 1846. Gideon Devil Ray,
well before your time.
I was
Professor.
Nothing to do with it.
Yeah, so don't worry. I'll vouch for you.
He was murdered by his good friend Peter Letting, yep. Who we discovered last episode was not a fan of looking glasses. He hated them, which may be relevant.
And that's why they were installed all over the house.
That's why they were installed all over the house. We found out Rudgard
Always
was the name of
when
a
your best
man.
Friend doesn't like him, so basically you put him up.
The Rudgard was the servant who fell off a ladder and died. The odd job man. He was replacing a window in the long gallery. Whether that's relevant or not, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Then we looked into Gideon Devil Ray.
I don't think it's Devilry. That's a bit too on the nose.
It's a bit too obvious.
Villeray.
My name is Dev Ill. He was an orphan. He had no family. Both his parents died in 1827. They drowned on the White Dolphin, which was a ship.
Not a pub, then.
Not a pub. They drowned.
Their boat.
Because, funny story, but one of my lieutenants came very close to drowning in the Horse and Crown.
Was that the thing with the yard of ale and the artificial inseminator?
We're not allowed to. I'm banned from the place anyway now.
Okay.
So. Oh, I'll be all, old chap. I'll be all.
Well, yes.
But he was the ward of his evil uncle. There was probably a clue there. Nicholas Devil.
Now, would you like to go and stay with your aunt? Or with your evil uncle?
Your evil uncle has lollipops. He
your
lived
aunt
at Snarby
has dried
Court.
Flowers.
He lived at Snarby Court for a while. I don't think we figured out what happened to Nicholas Devilry.
You're not.
Except he come to a bad end in France, maybe.
That was
because we had a friend of the family round.
The doctor.
We called the doctor because there was blood everywhere. I've forgotten why there was blood everywhere. Someone broke a leg.
Yes, good.
Pigeon.
A pigeon broke a leg, and we called in the vet.
Mildred, I think, Lowe. Had a bad fall while coming down the stairs.
Yeah. Mm.
She thought she saw something.
There was blood everywhere, but it was low down, and we thought it wasn't human because it had feathers in it.
Yes, and then you found the remains of a pigeon.
And I was ascribing this to supernatural forces, but someone pointed out it may have been a cat, which was less
well, that's reasonably supernatural, isn't it?
There is something of the night about them.
They always have this stare. Never try and get into a staring thing with a cat.
Oh, I found it very easy.
Use the
slow
lift.
Blink. Well, exactly as our maid servant, Lady... Lady Marrow, what was she called?
Fiona Goodnight?
That's right. Fiona, no. Mildred Lowe is the one who broke
Mildred
her
Lowe
leg.
Is the one who broke her leg, yeah.
Matilda? They broke her leg.
Mildred.
She's still not named Deirdre, although I think we have been trying to
Mildred.
Get her to stick.
Mildred. Yeah.
Mildred Lowe fell down the stairs. We got the doctor. Ambrose.
Now, she was the housekeeper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Along with her husband, Edgar.
Yeah.
Ambrose had been sent off to town to for some buy shopping.
Things. And he's the younger lad, isn't he?
He ended up in the pub.
Is he their son?
No, Ambrose Tyler is unrelated.
He ended up in the pub. Along with a horse and a dog or something. Is that right?
I think it has been assumed that he ended up in the pub because that's where he often ends up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas
so
I personally am of the opinion that something terrible has happened to him, but nobody seems to care.
Well, why would we assume something terrible had happened to him?
Oh, my character doesn't. It's just, I mean, just
you're
me
just assuming. Yeah, okay. Mm. So we're waiting for Ambrose.
It's like you've played
back.
These scenarios before.
I think we've
got Batman there in the GM's hat.
So I think we've gone to bed. Mildred's off her leg.
No, you haven't.
No. Doctor arrived.
The doctor arrived and had tended to Mildred.
Saw Ambrose in the pub, didn't he?
No, not this time.
No, you really don't want the doctor to say, "I've just come from the pub."
Well, it's not your leg, is it?
Absolutely plastic.
So there was somebody outside peering in through the window, but when I rushed out to see them, they weren't there anymore. They'd done a runner.
Mm.
And then
snooping
tried to tell me that it was just my reflection, as if I had somehow never seen myself in a mirror.
Vanished into the darkness. No human being could do such a thing.
So I think that was about why we
could
were
it have been one of those.
Excuse me if I'm very tired.
Things, Benji. You know,
clowns.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking with all the mirrors and stuff, it could have been a reflection of a reflection of a reflection that you saw in the mirror.
Ah,
a recursive Frenchman.
Which could have obviously been actually more likely. I would have thought the professor, because he tends to get into weird places, doesn't he?
Well,
he's a funny little old.
I have taken some protections against the supernatural.
Like what? Cork up the bottom? I mean, what sort of protection against
I can't, but perhaps if you read my books, Benjamin, you would understand such things.
Symbols. Not missing any crucifixes, any holy water, no, it's all where I put it.
There are symbols and protections beyond your own limited knowledge, Reverend.
Oh, heresy! Right!
It's pronounced hearsay, I think, Reverend.
Roughly around this time, Goodnight.
Goodnight. Well, it's been great, Jim. Thank you
very
much.
Yeah, thanks for playing. Tells you that there is a what she has been able to produce of dinner in Mrs. Lowe's absence.
Because the man doing the shopping hasn't turned up, has he?
So that was more kind of... It wasn't for today. So,
a braised leg, by any chance?
Probably is, yeah. Some kind of, yeah. Probably something was already stewing or, in the oven. So it'll be a decent
something
thing.
Something in the pantry.
She is not precisely a cook.
Cheese and grapes, I'll be happy.
Yeah. It's again, fine. It's perfectly acceptable fare.
What is the menu? Come on.
What's
the starter?
What is? There's probably no starter. There might be a light.
What the
Hang on a minute. Victorian menus. Jellied something or other.
Jellied quail pussies and
possibly. More of a cloaca, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, jellied quail cloacas.
Dual use exit hole.
Yeah, precisely. You know, there'll be some pie, some sort of salad, various side dishes, braised.
What type of pie?
Beef.
3.142?
Braised beef and apricot pie.
Was that all one object?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Whose fault is this, Nick? Whose fault is this?
I wish it had put
Yeah.
Gee, I bet you could make that work.
Yeah.
Oh, the lassie's done quite well.
Followed by a fine bowl of creamed cream with cream.
Not enough cream. We've got any cream.
Yeah. Something's eaten the strawberries. They were supposed to be strawberries.
Surely at this
point, probably some coolie
turn it into a creme brulee.
Not on purpose.
It's a shit business.
Probably got some, you know, stir some coolie into it or something. And
what time of year is it again?
I think they're allowed.
October.
Sorry, it is October.
Yeah, there won't be strawberries.
That's why there's no strawberries.
Yeah, there'll be blackberries maybe.
Shim, you really need to look
into
your
crumble. There you go.
Oh.
This is the marrow situation all over again.
It is. Oh, the marrow. The shame of the marrow. That's my, my next novel.
We could have marrow if it's up to... Yeah, let's have marrow.
Roast stuffed marrow.
And cream.
Roast stuffed marrow.
Oh, I do like a bit of marrow. And my darling wife does not like marrow. It's one of my... I didn't know when I married her.
Before they get... Otherwise they're just a big sack full of slightly sour water. You have to get them before they do that.
But
I like a nice tight.
They're just a courgette with pretensions.
My father-in-law used to grow fantastic ones.
This is very much the actual dinner party conversation. I feel, the doctor, shares various inappropriate medical anecdotes. Everyone has a jolly time.
How did you extract it? And so on.
Well,
I was cleaning the greenhouse naked.
As you do.
Yes. My boot boy.
And a cactus. Right. Have we had a look outside for this character?
Benjamin dashed outside, but was unable to spot anyone lurking.
Perhaps it was Albert back from the boozer. Probably hiding in the shed, sleeping off his...
Well, if he was that drunk, he wouldn't have moved so fast. And if he wasn't that drunk, why would he have run away?
Timid.
Because he was planning to get that drunk.
If he's come back, he would have, presumably, one would hope, brought the cart with him.
Does that as well, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it's your reflection then, presumably.
Mm.
Well, what can you describe the face, Benjamin?
Yes, I can.
It was sort of.
Would you care to? Oh no, the GM will do it.
Yeah. It was. I mean,
round and pendulous.
It was not really a distinct face. It was, the right sort of size and shape to be a face. So it makes sense. Okay. It would be someone. But yeah, random pendulous is roughly accurate. Ugly, bit goggle-eyed, perhaps.
I'm feeling sympathy with the constabulary at this point. It's not a lot to go on. Which reminds me of the great scene in Paddington 2.
Goggle-eyed. Was there a great scene in Paddington 2? I've not actually seen any of it.
It's a genuinely fantastic film.
Is it?
One of the greatest, absolute classics. But they describe he's a small, furry bear, he's in a red coat, he's got a hat on, with marmalade sandwiches underneath. And the policeman does the classic, well, it's not a lot to go off. You'd have to be there, but it's
any distinguishing characteristics.
Is it worth watching Paddington 1 and 2 then?
Yes, absolutely. And definitely Paddington 2, even if you don't watch 1.
There are three. Do I take really it it's not worth watching
Paddington
3?
It's good, but it's not of the level of Paddington 2. Paddington 2 is an apotheosis of gentle...
And this is what you'll be going over on Riven and Memes, I take it?
No, we're doing Dr. Fine. We need to find a title. Because it's summer holidays, we've got Dr. almost Fine times... Yes, Dr. Fine, Theatre of Blood. And the other film. Oh, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Which is rather less fun.
No, which I've never seen.
It's not fun. No spoilers.
It's not fun, no. It's from that era where films weren't allowed to be fun. They had to be an ordeal.
And speaking of ordeals...
It's from that era of Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, that's true, but all the critics talk about the American New Wave and they're all miserable shit.
Anyway, we've been slightly astray.
Yeah, slight deviation.
That, Jim is giving those subtle signals.
Jim, we're role-playing the dinner conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think
it's very good.
Subtle at all, Jim.
It's very good.
Well, of course, Truffaut.
Nietzsche
says,
Doctor will
comes or
take his leave of you once dinner is over.
Oh, that was saying he just stays for the food and then buggers off.
I mean, he'll have another look at the patient. He'll make sure she's comfortable and give
long
instructions.
To write the bill.
Yeah, of course.
Of course he does.
Pre-prepared.
But, I mean, he's not going to stay the night.
Tick some boxes.
Not for a housemate, a housekeeper.
Well, thank you very much, Doctor.
Quite welcome. I shall pay another visit in the morning to make sure all progresses well, assuming there is no...
Do you want to know what time lunch is?
No more pressing... perhaps. Assuming there is no more pressing call on my time, I shall call round perhaps mid-morning.
Watch out for the escaped murderer outside.
will do.
Like a good plot for a book, that.
I wouldn't know, never read any.
On the moors?
Don't get to be a doctor by reading books. No.
I'm one of the few people you meet who has written more books than he's read. Literally true of Donald Trump, sadly. Mm. Anyway.
Well, using the term written.
No, he hasn't actually written anything.
Moving on.
Also true.
The doctor departs in his carriage. You hear the
Oh,
he's a doctor. He's a doctor.
Lost my life, says Darth Vader, but he's behind the chair.
Does it just move about on its own?
I thought I was doing the scenario.
Sorry, carry on.
You look around, but the life-size Darth Vader is no longer there. Roll sad. You hear the echoing of the horse hooves as it trots out and away down the path.
Well, what's going on so far?
Should we take a look at the... I mean, we'll have to inspect the bedrooms anyway. Should we take a look at the upper part of the house?
Oh, yes, we've not done that yet. Yeah? We were in the middle of going room by room around the house when...
crises occurred.
Mrs. Lowe was brung low by
her own that's rather good.
It's quite good for you,
Erogenous. Can't you bring yourself to
Rogi?
No, that'll apparently.
That'll do. Okay, yeah, we'll head upstairs.
Yeah. You make your way upstairs.
Carefully.
You make your way carefully up the stairs.
No, I'm eating the Welsh cheese on the table.
Mm. Ah, well, yeah. It is not in terrible disrepair, and there are not rolls to avoid taking damage from the stairs collapsing.
Oh, I've got quite a good time rolling.
This is not that sort of scenario. They have prepared enough bedrooms for everyone, and they have given the place a, not cursory, but not a deep clean. You know, they have dusted and cleaned enough that the place looks respectable. You know, if you were the proprietor, you'd probably, you know, run your fingers over things and go,
could do better.
Yeah, they hopefully will. But for now, it's you know, it's all right. It needs, you know, proper polishing and all sorts of things. So looking around, you've got. Which way would you like to go from the stairs? Which stairs would you like to go up?
The main ones. Well, look at the map.
Is it worth us sort of seeing where our bedrooms are, old chap?
Seems sensible.
Be nice to sort of get an idea where we're all going to bivot down.
Yes, yes, indeed. So you've got the in the south. You've got the main staircase, as you saw before. She of the, you know, mounted stag's heads and mirrors and stuff. Mm. Suit of armour. You know, you head up that and you find yourself, there is, you know, kind of, whatever, not bulky, but, you know, the bit where you can, you overlook the stairs.
The landing.
It's one of those. Landing, thank you. I know English. I am a professional. and there are definitely doors in this map. I have definitely, there are definitely doors on here.
Yeah.
So if you go left, ooh.
What is it?
Cornish scrumpy.
You turn left at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
You can, on one side, you've got the upper part of the Great Hall. You can look in. There's probably, you know, once a balcony for musicians to play from, but that has been, sealed off.
Okay. So it just looks down onto the Great Hall.
Yeah, so now it's
on the smiling faces.
Mostly.
I could do the rest of the lyrics from Minstrel in the Gallery by Jethro Tull if you wish.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Another time.
Then, you know, coming around there, you've got some rooms looking closer.
Unsmiling faces.
What's above?
I'm standing on one leg here. You can't see.
What's above the oak parlour?
Above the oak parlour is a room covered in dust sheets, which has not been opened.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, you can stick your head in. It's not even been dusted.
Okay.
It's still.
There's a little card here that says not relevant to this scenario.
Yeah, something leaving those around. I'm not sure why. I had written descriptions of rooms before making a map.
Hmm.
Common problem.
Always good.
Yeah, you got bathroom and then a series of bedrooms.
A series of bedrooms?
Yeah. So you've got the tapestry bedroom. Yeah, the green bedroom. You've got two bathrooms. The oak bedroom. The master bedroom, which Talleyrand is, of course, expecting to stay in. And
fair enough.
Then coming round, you've got the long gallery. And then on the east side is the servant swing.
The long gallery is where the fellow fell off his...
We've been in the downstairs part of...
You've been in the salon.
We've been in the salon, which is under the long gallery.
Which is, yeah.
Very French. All right, let's have a look at the long gallery. Which is the room with the giant mirror? That's the salon, is it?
That's the salon, yeah.
There is a big giant mirror...
Yeah.
What was that? Something relevant about the big giant mirror?
It's got a very fancy sort of frame with the crest of the De Villerays on it.
Mm.
It's,
that would have been a very expensive.
And the mirror has been.
I wonder how old it is.
Part of the mirror has been replaced. Was it part of the mirror or was the mirror has been. Is new?
It's not all one piece of.
No.
It's not all one piece, but the glass looks relatively recent.
Which number is that?
That is.
15.
15.
Yeah.
Right, okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's under the sort of west part of the long gallery.
Okay, that's useful to know.
So, bedrooms, you've got the master bedrooms, kind of, you know, plaster ceilings, like the ones that are fancy plaster ceilings. There's what's it called? Arts and Crafts Movement, you know, William Morris wallpaper or something similar. Lots of portraits of the various ancestors. Various furnishings. Then you've got an appropriate number of bedrooms, you know, which are in various styles of various eras. So, you know, there's, you know, sort of Jacobean style. You've got some Tudor ones, which are all panelled and have little windows overlooking the courtyard. Four-poster beds everywhere. Couple of quite modern bathrooms, thankfully. So tiles, large, you know, claw bathtubs, various grooming necessities.
Indoor plumbing, it'll never catch on.
Mm.
Unhygienic, you know.
Crap out of the window.
Mm.
A wide capacity gutter installation below.
I'm going for bedroom 18.
Okay.
Oh, we're picking
green bedroom.
Oh, you've going for the green bedroom.
I am.
Can I have the oak bedroom?
Well, I think you chaps are going to have to double up. I don't think there's enough bedrooms.
Yeah.
Oh no, there are some over on the other side. There's 24. Which I feel is quite...
The attic stairway.
Yeah, 25 is a bedroom.
No, 25 is a bedroom.
Two bedrooms.
Assume there are a sufficient number of bedrooms for you.
I think the chap should double up.
Yeah, you certainly
we're
can.
We're not here to fulfil your fantasies, Elder. So we cool.
I'm going to go for the tapestry one, because if it's got any tapestries... you do have tapestries. Then I want to check that there's no secret passages or anything behind
Ooh.
Them. Because that's terribly romantic, isn't it? The sort of thing Ooh. They have in these places.
Yeah.
Nobody
wants
it is
to sleep
traditional.
In the bedroom.
Yeah.
I want the oak bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you see, I was thinking I quite like the idea of the blue bedroom.
Go for it.
Oh. Away from everybody, and no one's going to shout at me for basically smoking.
I thought you
shooting.
Were just going to fall asleep on the billiard table.
You're next to the servants' quarters.
I will have you know.
Ripe for the plucking, eh?
No, I'll have you know I am now happily married.
You have
married.
Met the servants, haven't you?
I mean, one of them's got a broken leg, so she can't get out of the way that quickly.
Oh,
was it a leg or was it
her
arm?
21st century
I
man.
I'm not. I'm a 19th century.
What was that, Tina?
Was it her leg or her arm she broke?
I think it's her arm, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was her right
was
arm.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Call the doctor back.
pretty sure she's got broken arms.
That was a waste of money, wasn't it? I knew we should have asked her.
Yeah, arm.
Damn it.
She was too polite to say
it. Didn't want to say it as they plastered the leg up.
It was not a waste of money because from a very important legal point of perspective of her surviving relatives, we sought competent medical attention. We didn't find it, but we sought it.
The doctor mostly deals with horses. Everything's a leg if you look hard enough.
If he deals with horses with a broken leg, good job he didn't bring his shotgun.
Yeah.
Right.
Best doctor in the world.
Took it up from the wall.
Specializes in diseases of the rich.
Mm. you can certainly have the blue bedroom. It is, as you can see, it's a bit isolated from the others, which makes it quiet, but it has been prepared properly.
Excellent.
You know
completely
you're
covered in plastic wrap, you mean?
Yeah,
you
no,
know
similar.
You're in a horror scenario, don't you?
Similar sort of.
Do the windows open?
They do open.
Excellent. What can the captain see within either pistol range or rifle range?
Ooh, outside
window?
The. Hang on.
Couple of servants.
You're not allowed to like take pot shots at cows or anything. They're probably
not really.
Owned by somebody
no,
else.
No,
mostly bits of Tudor garden. So, you know, there's various bushes that might make quite good size.
Excellent.
I'm sure this will do no end of good to everyone.
Yeah. Well, basically, it puts me well out of the way of everybody else.
Mm.
And more importantly, all of my weaponry out of the way of everybody
else. Okay. He is settling himself into the blue bedroom.
Now, we haven't looked in the long gallery yet.
Anyone who looks at the blue bedroom, you'll notice it is clearly the same shade of blue as the salon. Similar sort of decor going on there. Does not have an enormous... It has a mirror, but it does not have, you know, one wall that is a mirror. Right. Everywhere I have a, you know, full-length mirror to dress yourself and For, you know, your ablutions. Washing table.
They're likely to be freestanding mirrors, aren't
they? Yeah.
Type, so definitely no hidden passages or anything.
I'm sure we're all putting our finger against the mirror after having seen that on social media.
Sorry?
I don't do the social media.
When Father reads the headlines over the breakfast table?
Yes. I do the kind of social media where it's more pull my finger rather than put my finger against the mirror. So I don't actually know what you mean.
Yeah, it's your proper, you know, tilting, freestanding mirror.
Oh, you know, Indiana Jones type.
Yeah. You know, if you push hard enough, it will flip and hit you on the chin.
Perfect.
That sort of thing. Benjamin, would you like to make me a find secret passages roll?
Search, I feel, is probably
that seems
what you're
right.
After.
26. I've got 20% in search. Even when I think I've done a good roll, I haven't done a good roll.
Well, you get a tick for it.
Just missed it. It's already ticked.
I mean, you definitely get the feeling that there is something to this place, but you can't actually locate. Doesn't seem to be. I mean, this is of the sort of age that I might have, for example, priest holes.
I think we talked about this.
Talk about last time, yeah. It niggles at your thoughts. You wish to see the long gallery?
Vexes.
I'm
terribly vexed.
You do. Okay, you head in. This deserves a grander house, really. A lot of money has clearly been poured into this. A bit like the salon. Not the same style. It's basically been transformed at some point into a library. So it's a sort of library running most of the length of the house with tall windows, slicing those of light, and large mirrors reflecting them hung in between the shelves facing the windows.
Speaking of books, that has reminded me, Mark, that we know there's some interesting books up in the attic, or at least there were at some point.
Oh, okay.
Didn't we find that out somewhere?
Did we?
Someone had put a load of bad things in the attic.
So you've definitely heard that. There is a library here. That is one of the reasons that you asked to come here. To assess this library. I think the colonel might have moved some things to the attic, possibly.
Yes.
That's certainly a plausible thing for you to have read. Yes. Yeah.
That was it. He moved it. The guy, yes, the guy who was here for hunting, shooting, fishing, got a load of the weird books that the devil man had. The devil man.
Have the servants clear out old De Villeray's study. A lot of peculiar books and knickknacks. Sent the most of it up to the attics.
There, see. Thank you.
We weren't criticising that.
You were seemed very.
I was making skeptical eyebrows at him. But yes, you are quite right. to be fair, that was not because I doubted that it was accurate. It was. Is that something I've told you, or is that just something you've guessed? But no, it is in fact in one of the handouts.
Misread a skeptical eyebrow.
Yeah. This here's the long gallery. It's full of books. Some of them look quite old. You can look around. I recommend you look around. There's a lot to see.
We look around.
Have a little meander around. Is there a nice straight run for potentially, I don't know, setting up an indoor cricket?
Certainly you could.
At this hour?
Shooting range.
Tallyrand would probably.
I've been informed by people looking at Alberta and at Benjamin that apparently setting up a shooting range inside the house when there are potentially antiques that can be sold is not what is supposed to happen.
And don't... it's not like it's, you know, your house or...
Well, it's not my house.
A friend of yours or...
No, indeed.
It's just a house you're in.
In fact, you've just come around sort of as a guest or indeed possibly a tradesman, depending how you look at it, and you're now going to shoot the place up.
Well, I'm not. I'm going to shoot outside.
No, a game of bowls, possibly.
Oh, no, bowls is too slow.
Nine Men's Morris?
No, I like this.
Bowls
stuff
is
like
still
that.
Faster than a Game of Thrones. Almost satire there.
Let's
anyway.
See. So, you can look at the kind of room in general, you can look at the books.
Books.
Okay.
I'll look at the room.
I'll do a bit of drop lifting okay. while I'm there, and then I'll search yeah. through the rest of the books.
Okay, I'll do room first, because if we get onto books, you're likely to go off on tangents. May forget to come back to the room. Who would dream of such a thing?
Let me explain at length why I won't go off on it.
Cease your babbling, Nicholas.
That's so, the way to deal with me.
He's a bit on edge this week.
Yeah, Captain, you stride up and down the room, gazing about you. Probably hands, you know, behind your back in, you know, parade fashion.
Indeed.
Inspecting the troops.
Wishing that there was a pistol just in...
Yeah. Oh, there isn't, no. But, you know, there's...
Well, actually, it's not know. That far.
Yeah. Yeah, so, again, this is... clearly, the colonel at least cared enough to keep this place in decent condition. Mm. The curtains are hardly moth-eaten at all. The windows are in good condition. Several of the mirrors are just frames. The others are a bit tarnished, but otherwise fine. When I say several, specifically the three at the far end furthest from the door. The rest
are they
of the
against
room...
against the wall or
yeah, sorry. They're wall mounted.
So are they, and they're against the far wall.
So they are against.
So if you go in through the door, you've obviously got bookshelves everywhere, but against yeah. that far wall as you turn to the left hand wall.
So the south wall.
Ah, so they're on well, yes. right,
yeah. All yeah. of the mirrors are on the south wall facing the windows.
Right, okay, but the yeah. three right at the end.
The three nearest, at the western end.
Nearest to yeah. the western wall.
Yeah.
Are they warped or just sort of discoloured?
No, they're broken. They're not there.
Yeah, if you
tarnished, sorry.
So the other ones are no. The other one, the ones that are still have mirror glass are a bit tarnished with age, but otherwise seem fine. And they have been dusted. Those three actually kind of, you know, you have a pier. You can see fragments of glass remaining in the frame, so it looks like they have been broken and maybe it's been cleared out.
Okay.
For
any
safety
sign
reasons.
Of any glass on the floor look like it does it look like it happened reasonably recently?
It does not.
Ah. I shall go and I shall look and see is there anything around by the windows by them?
Yeah.
In other words, you know, is it some of the village children throwing stones or something.
Yeah, you can certainly have a look.
You're desperate for something to shoot at, aren't you?
Yeah. windows look fine.
Don't worry, Tubbs, they won't get far.
I was waiting for that. You do see that a couple of the windows are clearly newer than others. Most of them look old and original, perhaps.
And are the windows that are newer also at this end?
No, they're just...
scattered throughout.
Scattered along the gallery.
Bit of a rumdo. I wonder why these mirrors broke. No obvious holes in the windows and all that.
Well, it's probably this chappy Middling who didn't like windows, wasn't it?
Possibly. The man not windows he didn't like.
The murderer.
Actually, yeah, if you, as you sort of got, there is what we might call a chunk out of the wall behind one of these, as though perhaps it had been smashed with something hefty.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hmm. He went on a rampage, a sort of pigeon murdering, mirror breaking.
Actually, this is where the captain, mm-hmm. not the most intelligent bloke in the world, but actually has used quite a lot of weaponry. Would he have an idea of what this would likely to be?
Did I specify exactly what it was?
Was it something like an axe, maybe?
I think possibly a small axe. Hatchet type thing.
Yeah, interesting.
It looks like it was done by violence anyway.
Anyone got... Okay, I'm gonna start from least likely and work through. Physics.
It's not even a
not
thing.
Not as such.
Oh,
no.
Yes, it is a thing.
So. Art.
Yes, writing.
No.
Not really writing. In that case, appraise or history.
Yeah. Well, that I can do.
Yeah. Please go.
Yes.
Not very well.
10% for either one. Let's have a look.
Get no.
I've rolled a one.
Zero eight on appraise.
0.5 mm-hmm. on appraise.
Oh, right, you're on fire.
75 on appraise.
Okay. So, did everyone pass it, Virus?
No.
No. Okay. Right,
so turned the other way around, so I'll pass history.
Tick them if you fail. Tick them if you fail.
That's a good point, yes.
You all go. I mean, these mirrors are clearly genuine antique, 2-3 centuries old.
Gosh.
They are much better than you would expect mirrors of that age to be.
How do they compare to the one in the salon downstairs then? Sorry.
Compared to the one in the salon, they are... That is basically a new mirror in an old frame.
But
it was
quite
an impressive
frame,
wasn't it?
Was the frame of a similar age?
That was an 18th century frame. These are older.
So they're probably not far from... I mean, okay, this is me out of game now, but they're mm-hmm. probably not far from when silver glass, isn't it? Because that was up until about 14, 15. It's a piece of metal, and then they realised that putting a bit of silver on the back of glass actually worked far better. Well, partly because glass
they
started
managed
being
to make
good
the glass,
enough.
Didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. The glass was then good enough that it actually worked.
Yeah, you're thinking possibly really expensive imports from the Middle East or somewhere that's really good with mirrors, China, something like that, possibly.
Is not the sort of thing you do casually to lighten up the room.
These are better. Okay, so I'm not going to the captain doesn't realise that, but everyone else realises, everyone else is going...
These are really good mirrors.
These are really good mirrors, like these are a couple of grand's worth of mirrors.
Oh, easy.
I will let our host know that these mirrors are worth a grand sum.
A tidy sum.
He whistles. Well, there was something about one of the old chaps had the house a long time ago. These might have been moved in here afterwards.
Well,
but
if you decide you don't want them, you can very definitely sell them for quite a large amount of money.
It's a decent room, and I'm not sure. I mean, they're a bit old-fashioned, aren't they? I'm not sure this is what I'd want to keep.
But,
well, very, very good to know.
Don't do what some other chap has done and have a go at it with hatchet, maybe. Possibly a tomahawk.
Grief! Oh yes. Thank you. He is intrigued.
Fancy now, I think. I know.
Oh, there was. There was something about the violence in the Long Gallery in that old murder case.
Oh! I wonder whether it was down at this end.
Possibly. I think we're in the murder, I suppose, on the stairs.
For Sherlock Holmes, ladies and gentlemen.
But, curious. Very curious.
But the actual murder happened at the foot of the stairs, didn't it?
Yeah, and that's what I hear.
Perhaps he chased them or something like that.
Could have been.
Could have been waving an axe, you know.
Ladies,
maybe a
captain and a ladies.
Well, what do you make of these books, eh?
Well, I can make a hand.
Haven't really looked at them.
He's interested in the whole Lafroya murder here, but you know. Also in these books. It's quite a substantial collection. Sort of quick glance, fairly valuable. There's some rare stuffs in here, some rare volumes in here, you would say. You're definitely spotting some occult volumes.
Hello.
Come
to the Elder Origins.
You will also notice quite quickly, this has not been organized by a librarian, you would say. The books are basically sort of piled on shelves haphazardly. It doesn't seem to be organized in any particular way.
But every librarian in this era has their own systems.
So perhaps that's it, yes.
And this is the system that is known as MAD. Or lazy.
Which, to
our values, is probably worse.
I was going to say Victorian English.
Yeah, very much the same.
Yes, that's where the expression laissez-faire comes from.
Mm-hmm. Looking around fairly quickly before making any rolls. Really seriously studying library is going to take hours. With a glance for highlights, the Reverend at least will recognise as some Hebrew volumes. You can read them is another question, but you can tell they're Hebrew.
Oh, I do.
But you recognise it. You've got a, that looks like a Matthew Hopkins there. Discovery of Witches.
Sticking his accent into the title. That's right.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Quite a lot of the library looks like early 18th century. Quite a bit of scientific stuff, historical stuff. Mm.
There's books here.
Yeah. They are in several languages, some of which you recognise.
What can I speak?
What languages do we speak? Or indeed recognise? Mm. Recognise is a good start.
Just English. Definitely just English for me.
Yes.
Right, I'm going to go with possibly something as well as English.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty certain that Benjamin's of the breed, the mere idea of a foreign language, it's something the servant should be dealing with.
Well, so here, an important question will depend on whether you went to public school.
No.
Technically...
Latin? Then, is it?
Well, you recognise the Latin at least.
Surely
the Reverend would.
The Reverend definitely.
Yeah, that's why I said. Some Latin, some Greek, some Hebrew, obviously some English of various ages, some another language.
I would recognise Arabic.
Do you have any kind of regional law for Britain?
Oh.
No.
I have Empire Law British. Does that count?
That, I'll allow that, yeah.
For some reason, I've got regional law of Hampshire. I don't suppose that's going to come in very useful for this.
Probably not.
So, I've got Empire Law British at 70. So I've managed to give myself a tick by rolling 95.
Excellent.
So,
well done.
Those who do not have an appropriate regional law can roll me a a difficult intelligence.
Well, I think have we all got Empire Law British at some point?
44.
At least a bit.
Bloody hell, I'm not that clever.
44. Yeah, Alberta knows what this is.
94.
Benjamin doesn't. It makes sense.
Back
Benjamin
to my
wouldn't.
Usual,
yeah,
usual
that was two. That was
that's Welsh.
That,
that is
two-thirds of my skill. So I don't know if that makes it a difficult or not.
94 is
44.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it's a minus 20.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Not quite. Then I'm four adrift.
So, yeah.
But
oh, then you do not pass. Okay. Does anyone pass?
It smells Welsh to me. No.
No, Reverend.
No.
No. Okay. It's foreign. There's quite a lot of it.
There's a lot of it. It looks possibly
like it's legible, but
slightly satanic.
Possibly.
sorry.
Nothing.
Okay.
I always remember. I think it was Paul talking about one of the Call of Cthulhu things where it was it was like they did it as a silent film type thing, and apparently you could have the different things, and apparently the Welsh look more scary than the actual.
God, is it, that's the Call of Cthulhu thing.
I watched that with the Welsh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can have it with Welsh subtitles, and the Welsh subtitles look a little bit more scary than the actual.
I did that. I watched it with the Welsh. That's good. Okay,
right.
So how long would you like to spend examining these books tonight?
Until I'm too tired to go to bed for me.
Oh, not very long.
Well, I've got to get back time.
I've got guns
to clean. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, cursory look tells you various languages. You can tell Latin, Greek, and something else. Some occult stuff. You've got the ages. A lot of it is early 18th century. You can roll... I mean, if you want to have a moderately thorough look at them,
I'm spending the evening here until I'm too tired to stay awake.
Okay,
but my friends, my lovers, my wheelhouse, my
Okay. So if you're examining a significant number of books, you will see the same names coming up a lot.
Satan, Beelzebub, Old Toby,
Yog-Sothoth. No. No, actually, Matthias Lloyd and Ewan Lloyd.
Do I know them from occult circles?
Possibly, but you definitely know them from having been told they were the previous owners of the house.
That's what I meant. Okay.
Also, apparently wrote a lot of books.
What kind of books have they written?
Books in Welsh.
Well...
that we can't read.
Many books in Welsh, some in Latin, some in Greek, some in English.
But a lot of Welsh, they have to appropriate the English, like Tavernio, like chat toppers, that kind of thing. Sorry.
No. Not so much in this sort of thing.
No, for this sort of time, you actually are going to be reading
actual Welsh.
Yeah.
And there will be very little English. And actually, from Minor Shim's point of view, the whole way that Welsh works now versus how Welsh worked then is quite different.
Because
Welsh now kind of follows English idioms and stuff. And
it's got a lot more anglicised.
Yeah, it is.
So it's easier to understand there.
Mm.
Well perhaps, perhaps I shall have to araf.
Ah.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, it's Welsh for stop. I only know that because I've driven in Wales and it says a RAF. And by the time you've worked out what it means, you've hit something.
Okay.
Short for learn Welsh, you idiot.
Absolutely. Do you have Latin, Greek, or... obviously not, but I'll ask any Welsh.
No.
No, I know the Queen's English.
Okay.
And the King's... British.
Then
the king's German.
The king's German.
The prince consort.
Yeah. In that case,
are they married yet? Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they've been married for 6 years, and he's still alive.
So that will somewhat narrow the scope of the books you can read, but you can. So, yeah, there's a decent number of... again, you've got scientific books, you've got historical books, you've got...
Any factual, like, biographies of anyone that we've heard of or anything, like any actual historical book?
Oh, I mean, definitely. There'll be the sort of historical books you expect to have in a library of this kind.
But that I could research the people that we've heard about, or the history of the house, or anything like that?
Probably not here.
Okay.
Give me a minute. Books in English. Books in English. I'm just consulting the catalogue. Please ignore me.
Failing that, I'll look in the dog a lot. Oh, sorry.
Dogalog.
Christ.
So stuff. So basically, you're trying to find books which are about the owners of the house or the house itself.
Yes, really. I want to see if there's any research I can do here.
About this situation. Not about that, no. They do not seem to have written and published any books about themselves or the history of this house.
And I can't get any indication. Can I just flip through their book? Have they got any pictures, or is it all just... Can I get any indication?
Yeah, I mean, so there are some books in English, including ones that they've written.
Okay.
So it's... Are you trying to find out about these authors?
The Lloyds, yeah. What sort of books did they write?
So in that case, stuff you see in English, you've got, On the Lost Kingdoms of the Americas, On Byzantine Architecture, Engineering of Ancient Greece, things called Physica.
That's that new science stuff.
On Microscopy.
I don't think any of this is terribly new, is it?
On Microscopy,
Yeah, On Microscopy.
Over here, son. On Microscopy.
Mm-hmm. So you get science, history...
But I tried Dogalog.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, derived from the Venetian dialect, meaning originally the Doge is speaking. Dogaloge.
All right, don't try and raise the tone.
Yeah.
He's been trying for years. Why did you think he actually joined the group? Because it was fun. No, he couldn't stand having to listen to it.
Yeah. You will be able to pick out a couple of words. There is a book called Mathemateg. You might be able to guess that one.
Book on mathematics, eggs. Numbers.
It's about counting eggs.
Chemic, physic, physiolic.
Yeah. There is one called Physic and Vidyeth Darwaliadai. So Physic.
That sounded Welsh.
Physic, you might be able to get.
Fizzy eggs.
Probably not going to do. It's probably not going to do anything for you.
These are full of, like, mathematical symbols and diagrams, I guess.
Some of them have, quite a few mathematical symbols. Not as many as you. No, they're just symbols. Bear in mind, given the age, printing of things like mathematics in books is very difficult. So there's a lot more describing things.
Special people to draw them up and everything.
That sort of thing.
You're talking of, well, the metal equivalent of block print.
So that, there's more kind of describing how the maths works,
right?
In things, but that is roughly what I'm getting. If you would like to spend at least an hour studying things, you can make a roll.
Certainly.
Are you most interested in books about science, books about history, or books about the occult?
The occult.
Okay, roll me your occult.
And that's the trouble with schools today. Nobody wants to do the basics of science.
45 under 72.
Okay, You are seeing metaphysical concepts introduced in some of these, which do not really seem to fit with traditional folklore or theology or mythology that you're aware of, specifically revolving around ideas like perception and time.
Can I ask a really interesting dopey question?
Please do.
Yeah. Where are we?
Lincolnshire.
Lincolnshire. Why have we got books in Welsh in Lincolnshire?
Because the people who owned the house originally were Welsh.
The Lloyds.
The Lloyds.
Mm. Lloyds.
Wrote it in a hidden language that no one could understand, so they're
including
mysterious.
Themselves.
Oh, I've seen this. Is it mirror writing?
It isn't, but it should have been.
In Tomorrow's Sun, Da Vinci was Welsh.
Well, while he's doing that, I'm going to wander about a bit. I just have a strange idea. I wanted to have a look at out in the hall, behind where the broken mirrors are. Is there anything weird going on there? Like
good
discolored
question.
Plaster or something like that is what I'm really looking for.
No. There might be a slight bulge in one spot that you will be able to look at roughly corresponds to the bit where there's a chunk in the wall.
That would make sense if a brick got displaced or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Long shot.
Good idea, though. Things to harvest.
I will stagger to bed after pumping the library thoroughly.
Yeah. You spend some time.
I will have been to bed several hours earlier, and I will.
Yeah.
But I will have very clean guns.
Let's just roll back a little bit. Evening. You're cleaning your guns. Professor is reading. Reverend is strolling around, examining things. Trying to think if there's anything else you would specifically notice wandering around. You'll find the stairs up to the attics. I assume you do not particularly wish to go up there right now.
Saving that till tomorrow, I think.
Go on.
Yeah. A familiar sound comes to all of your ears. Where are you, Alberta?
Probably with the other guys in the line.
They're in different places, as far as I can tell.
Well, I don't know. The professor's still doing books. Things in the bookshop. No, not bookshop.
Yeah, okay.
No, I mean, it depends how long it is. I mean, I'd have got bored with the books.
It's about an hour or so. So we're talking.
I might have gone to my room, to be honest. It's been a long day.
Yeah. So you all hear the very familiar sounds of a crash of glass and somebody screams.
Male or female? The scream, not the glass.
High-pitched male.
A high-pitched male?
Yeah, Alberta, it's coming from quite close to you.
Oh, okay, I will head out. It's
clearly the professor.
Out of my room, then.
Mm-hmm.
And go, I don't know, which direction do I think it came from? To the right? To the stairs?
Hang on. From down.
From down?
Down.
Down. Okay, I'll head into, down to, I'll head to the landing, which looks down the stairs.
Yep. You don't see anything particular?
Okay, hello? I'll go downstairs.
You think it was from probably roughly the area of the salon. The rest of you may also do things if you wish.
I might head to the salon.
I'll poke my head out of my bedroom door.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody moving about?
Alberta.
You heard that
I
as
did.
Well?
I did. Downstairs, I think.
Righto. I'll put my shoes back on. Hang on.
Assuming that I can hear through the two doors, bear in mind I've got a
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you'll probably hear at least the footsteps of people going to the stairs.
Oh, stick my head out. Anything happening, chaps?
What was that? I should say, emerging from the library. You
might hear me shouting hello downstairs. Sorry, what now?
Okay, at that point. I'm heading down the stairs pretty ASAP. Pulling me braces on as I go.
In your regimental colours, of course.
Without your braces on.
Do you know, I really should take to carrying a pistol, but unfortunately I haven't. So I'll just go out as I am.
Yep.
I carry a pistol.
I'm going to keep an eye out for something that I can,
I am carrying a pistol.
Okay, that's good.
The downside is it's not loaded because I've just been cleaning it.
That's fine. You can hold somebody at bay. Unless they're very on the ball, they won't realise that it's not loaded.
I'm dressed, cock locked, and ready to rock, so I shall just run down the stairs.
It is a revolver, and I feel that the seeing the holes where the
you've probably got the thing at the back to stop the molten bits of crap flying in your face. So you know.
Yeah.
As you head down the stairs, you pass sets of helmets, breastplates, greaves, probably a pike or two.
Seems rather incongruous.
Yeah, just like fish, I guess. You head to the salon. It looks much as you recall it. You know, you walk in, there's fireplace, vases, etc. In one corner, there is a Lucius Talleyrand, who is crouching with his back pressed against the wall.
Which wall?
A random wall. I have not determined.
Okay, that's fine. I just wondered. It might indicate if somebody had like come in from outside because I
the further detail
are outside. You see.
Well, the further detail is that. So let's say. Okay, I'm going to say southwest corner is Talleyrand. Ooh, and I've just found a mistake here.
So does that mean he's on the left as you go through the door?
Ah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Not politically.
Okay, I've used the wrong name for somebody here, but that's fine. Him, specifically. So he is crouching, he is kind of whimpering. There's a candelabra on the table, which is casting flickering candlelight. There is something sprawled on the floor near the mirror, which is cracked deeply.
What's on the floor?
It looks a stunted person, a bit dwarfish. Not in the bearded sense, not in the Tolkien sense. Rather stunted with a sort of, rather elongated sort of face. Bristly. Elongated face with bristly skin and disconcerting qualities.
Are you sure
to
this isn't
movement.
A dog? Smaller than a person, bristly.
Could be a dog.
Long face. This doesn't sound like a person at all.
It's got his head cocked as though listening for perhaps someone offering to treat, and is sort of scrabbling around jerkily.
Wait.
Is there a rug or a blanket over anything in this room?
Is there a poker in the fireplace in this room?
There is definitely a poker.
I'm heading for the poker.
I'm thinking of putting the.
I'm heading for the poker.
I'm bracing myself to punch it in the face. So
well, first,
over to Talleyrand.
First, I would like all of you to roll sand.
I don't want to.
I've seen dogs before.
I know what dogs look like.
This is one of those Chinese water dogs.
Oh, 94.
Oh, God, if it's one of those Chinese crested, they are. I mean, yes, if you're rolling sand, they are absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, 43, which.
They look like a shaved Andy Warhol.
I failed only by 1 point.
Okay, so if you pass, it's 1d3, Sam.
Oh, jeez.
If you fail, it's 1d6.
Oh, I'm 1d6.
Get my back. One.
Only 1d6.
Yeah, one.
Four.
Yeah.
Three.
That's dropped me down to 38.
So
damage.
I've got a square round maximum, a number, and a circle round a number.
Yeah,
I think square's your maximum and circle's your current.
I don't know.
Probably.
No, yeah. Well, on mine, the circle is higher than
the
square.
Yeah, the circle is
the other way around, then.
Yeah, the sheets I produced, you do it a bit differently. But basically, you've normally got two numbers on the track. One is your current, and the other is the... If it
maximum
gets down to this,
go.
Bad things happen.
Okay, so my current
right, okay,
is...
So
my
that's not very far down.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Which is good.
I haven't got any if it gets down to this, but I'm down to 38, which...
Okay.
Fine.
Let's assume that's bad.
I'm on 59.
I wasn't assuming that was bad.
Yeah.
I'm just remembering Helen at the end of Beyond the Mountains of Madness, where her character was down to 7. You go into the room first, tell me if it's safe.
Positive, still positive.
I have come out of a scenario with 1 sand.
Oh, nice.
Because I rolled really well on the 1d100 at the end.
Just well enough, like the sounds of it.
Just well enough. I'd done pretty well up until then. This thing, it is clearly not human. When you even in the candle, flickering candlelight, you can see. It is a thing. It's acting inhuman. It's kind of jerking its limbs around. It's listening intently. Its shape doesn't seem to be quite stable. It's wavering a little bit. It has boggly eyes, somewhat to the side of its head.
I'm going to start beating 7 bells out of it with a poker.
On the side of its head?
Oh, yes.
It is not a dog.
You would say, on the whole, not a dog.
It's not a dog.
Bristly.
Is it Peppa Pig?
It does not appear to be a pig, no.
No, she's got two eyes on one side of her head, hasn't
that's
she?
That's
that
right,
is the
yeah.
sound roll right there.
Yeah, it's more beaky about the face than your average pig.
Captain Beaky.
Right. And his band.
I am screaming.
I'm hitting it. I'm hitting it.
Okay.
I'm rushing to Talleyrand.
Okay.
Right,
I should have a thing with everyone's decks, which... I think Roger provided for me.
14?
Where have I put it?
14, same as Alberta.
Uh-huh.
I think my phone case is a bit...
Roger.
Too bad.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Get your phone on, then.
I think somebody's trying to hint, dear.
Well, yeah. No, I'm just commenting the fact that...
I can't immediately remember where I've put that. Yeah. Sorry.
You are allowed to.
But thank you, Roger.
But I only usually buy one per phone. So, you know, it should last. Anyway, sorry.
It sounds like somebody's angling for a new phone.
That's like England should...
I'll be buying it myself.
Well, if you get an iPhone 13 mini, I've got a spare case.
Well, I've got an iPhone 13. Like, not fit.
Mm. Okay, anyone got dex better than 14?
No.
Dex equal to 14.
15. Yes, I have 14.
15.
Oh,
okay.
15. Sorry, the reverend is a ninja.
Yeah. Reverend, you go first. You're the first to react to this unpleasant sight.
Stand up and fight like a man. Like a man.
It's not a man.
The creature's head snaps towards you.
Successful hit with bare hands.
Okay. It's feels unpleasantly something under your blow.
You can have a magnificent 1 point of damage.
Does it feel squidgy?
It doesn't.
Probably increasing.
Yeah, it's really hard to define the texture, mm-hmm. actually.
Here, you hit it. What do you think it feels?
Oh, what do you think? okay, who is going next?
I think three of us simultaneously.
Yes.
Okay, I think Alberto was lunging for a poker. Okay, you grab a poker. You have a poker, you can use it next turn.
I'm heading to
Terry. I don't know why, because I'm better at unarmed combat than I am with anything. I don't want to touch it.
That would be very sensible. Yes.
Looks like a
I was just trying to grab either a rug or a coat mm-hmm. or a blanket.
Well,
or
I
don't know. What
yeah, I mean, there's a rug in front of the fire.
Is that on the rug? Whip it out of my way.
That's true.
Is there a table in the room?
There is a table. It has a candelabra on it.
Definitely not a whip.
Table with a candelabra.
Yeah, there'll be some small side table type things.
No, it's actually the main table I'm after.
Ah, it does have a candelabra on it.
Right, okay. I will grab the candelabra, put mm-hmm. it down, and then I'm planning on turning the table over onto this beastie.
Okay, let me just evaluate size of table to work out how difficult that's going to be.
I am muscular.
Yeah. It's certainly possible. It's just how challenging that's going to be. Have I defined size of table? Probably not. A salon. I have not defined the size of the table, so it's a table.
It's not that normal a thing to put down, really.
No. I haven't put, large table or anything. So,
I'm thinking it's kind of
it's
like
a salon, it's a morning room sort of thing.
So it's going to be sideboard
or...
Yeah, I was thinking something they could sort of put out a...
Yeah.
Or something you put, if you wanted it.
Yeah. So maybe one of the ones with a fold, maybe a folding.
Yeah, that seems quite likely.
Yeah. But more importantly, something that basically
you could drop it on top of a thing. Yeah.
Onto somebody.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Size is irrelevant. You merely want to know if you can twat him with it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you spend this round simply you carefully pluck the candelabra and place it down, because if you move too fast, of course, it will snuff out all of the light in the room.
Yes.
Which would be ideal, obviously.
I'm not. No, the captain is an idiot, but not that much of.
Mm-hmm.
The captain is actually no. The captain actually
captain,
has.
Don't underestimate yourself.
No, he actually has a reasonably decent POW. So
he's okay.
His int is low, but his POW is high.
He can read a bit.
Right. Well, you have all done things, and it will now do something. It will. Lunge beakily at the Reverend. It hungrily grabs at you.
I'm going to stop this.
It's for now, it's simply, latched onto you.
Dodge.
You can attempt to dodge, certainly.
Well, my dodge is going to be going up.
Good.
That's
the creature has
right
latched onto your, I'm going to say, your wrist. I don't know, you might feel a little head rushy, perhaps. I'm sure they had a different word for it in the...
Dizzy,
perhaps. I think that meant to make a difference.
Hysterical.
It is now the Reverend's turn, however.
Remind me, does this have the thing where since I dodged I can't strike back?
Oh, I know the rules of the game I am running.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry, Dean. SRD. How does this game work again? Combat. Defense rolls. If you do, it becomes your protagonist's action for that turn.
Yeah, so I can't do another thing.
Yeah.
I think that's much less confusing than the 7th edition thing.
Mm. I've written a 7th edition checklist and it still makes no sense to me.
Well, I've listened to a number of 7th ed games and none of them do it the way it says.
No.
Anyway.
Mm. everybody.
Oh, you can't listen to actual play podcasts and expect them to get things right.
No,
I very much found that out when I started one.
You'll inevitably make as many mistakes as possible as soon as you're anyone else
that's
is listening
job.
To you.
That's our job. I mean,
yeah. Okay. I think Alberta is perhaps up next.
She's the one smashing it.
Because Nick had popped out of the room, you have stepped next to, in front of Talleyrand?
Yeah, basically, beside him, Is he injured or is he just
he doesn't
terrified?
Look, he doesn't look injured by anything, at least. He's panicky. He looks like, in fact, he's kind of scrabbled away because an horrible thing had sprung at him out of a mirror.
I will in no way try to avoid the terrifying midget. Dwarf. We don't know what it is. Then I shall assist him in backing out of the way.
Okay.
Come on, Talleyrand.
You start trying to pull him towards the
step
the
up
door.
A lip, old man. I'll save.
What is it? What is it?
Let's not talk about it. I've just chilled
okay.
myself.
Yeah. Alberta, you have poker in hand. And the thing is currently slightly stiller than it was before because it's holding on to the reverend.
I roll my... I presume it's a melee weapon I'm rolling, isn't it? Yes, I succeed.
Probably not a good idea to critically
No, I didn't. I succeed. So how much damage does a poker do?
Poker? That sounds like probably 1d6?
Oh, I would have thought Ooh. So.
Something like that.
And your damage bonus, maybe?
A damage bonus? You got on.
Alberta has.
Oh, do I have a damage bonus?
I thought you had, but maybe...
Example weapon.
Right, if you've got the...
Oh, yes, I do have a damage bonus. You are correct.
Uh-huh.
So I do 5 points of damage.
Okay, yeah, there is a... An indescribable sensation as you
give it a try, Shim. Come on,
strike this thing.
It's like hitting a big chunk
like
of
it's
jelly.
Good enough for Lovecraft.
Yeah, it's like hitting jelly, but not.
It's really not. It's crispy,
like hitting crispy jelly.
There is an absolutely vile smell. Emanating from this thing,
sunfish.
Probably yes.
Sunfish wheat reek.
Mold, kind of mold and bile. You would say.
Okay.
Fills the air.
If I was pressed.
Okay, Captain.
So the candelabra is now on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tip the table onto the...
Give me a strength roll.
All right, let us... Okay, I've got a decent strength and I've rolled... No, I haven't rolled a 32 because that's a D6. So I have actually rolled 33
mm-hmm.
with a strength of 70. So I think...
Okay, that's a critical success. You grip the table and, you know, Alberta strikes true, steps back, I imagine sort of fencer step here, out of range, and as she steps out, you give the table an almighty flip, the creature opens its beak, releasing the Reverend's wrist as it squawks in pain, perhaps, and the table crashes down onto it with a sort of...
Yeah,
squelch might be a good sort of word. It's not quite right, but
a crispy
sort of squelch.
Squelch. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not particularly aiming to do damage. I'm guessing there will be some damage done to it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm more interested in the fact now
is now
it's
under a table.
It's now under a table.
To it.
No. Yeah, and there are bits, and there's enough of it sticking out.
Yeah.
Alberta. Can basically twat it. That's where I'm
could
after.
Just jump up and down,
just
on, the
jump up and down
the
on the table. Yeah.
You could just jump on down on the inside. It has now stopped moving entirely.
I'm not surprised.
I have not.
Yeah, you heroically rescue Talleyrand, pull him out of the room.
Talleyrand, in, Talleyrand.
Into the dark corridor outside.
It seemed like such a good idea when I was in the room with the dog thing.
The rest of you.
I'm standing there looking at a table that's not quite flat.
You're standing there looking at a table. There's a kind of limb sticking out. A bit like a paw, but also rather like the foot of a bird.
Like that?
Maybe.
I'm trying to work out how you make a hand.
Yeah.
Anyway.
A webbed paw.
Really horrible smell.
Sorry.
Nothing is moving.
With a poker.
It continues to not move.
Is it dead?
It seems to be.
It smells to high heaven. What the hell is it?
Polecat?
Shall we keep the table on it, or do you want me to move it out of the way?
It's kind of small.
Yeah, but they stink.
One of you has probably smelled a polecat before. It's a completely different smell.
No.
Just a suggestion, you know.
In reality, I have smelled.
If we're going to
almost
preempt,
but not quite
Sherlock
entirely
Holmes.
Unlike a polecat.
So, looking around the room, is this mirror newly broken? I.e., it wasn't broken earlier when we were in here.
Specifically, you would say, looking at it, that the mirror is broken by the impact of something. Midway through, in the middle of the mirror, there are shards of glass lying around and spatters of what you guess might be brandy.
He threw his glass at the mirror.
Oh, now that's a crime.
He threw his brandy glass at the mirror.
He discovered the true horror.
That's a reasonable supposition, yeah.
If that's all he got to hand and something reared up in front of
the
mirror.
Yeah, and he's just got a bad aim. Where did it come from? What is it? It's not gone anywhere.
He is currently in the corridor clutching at Professor Zane.
I was trying to leech toward it.
Thank God, man. It's had the most terrible dream.
It's no man, Talleyrand. Where did it come from? What happened?
You
think you've got an idea?
Would you like some exposition?
Yes, please.
Calm down first. Have your brandy.
Okay.
Now expose yourself.
Unfortunately, I've hurled my brandy glass.
The bottle's still in. The decanter's
still
in.
God.
There's more glasses, obviously. On a side table, not the main table.
It's just the one brandy glass that's been handed down through the family.
500 years old.
No ancient, more brandies.
Ancient protective artifact. It's all a terrible mistake. Would you, one of you care to open, hand out the murder in the mirror?
Oh,
I'm starting with the murder.
This handout might give Riddles a tiny advantage. Depending how his language skills have kept up.
Right, is this a bit like Warhammer, where if you can speak German, you can work out who the bad guy in the adventure is going to be?
I mean, you've already worked out pretty well.
The murder in the mirror. This is the story given by Lucius Talleyrand if he survives the attack of the Drichog.
Yep.
Spell how what now?
Drichog. Drychog.
Dry chog.
Well, that's how it's spelled.
Yeah, the dry chog.
I'm reading it.
Yeah.
It's Drychog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just looking around.
Always accompanied by its fearful cry.
I was just looking around, thinking about redecorating when I caught sight of something in the mirror. I thought it was that damn cat slinking around again, but when I turned around, there was no sign of it. Just like earlier with Goodnight, I shifted a few of the dust sheets to look at the furniture again, and a mouse scurried out of one and shot across the room. Then in the mirror, I saw something spring out and grab the mouse, but here, nothing at all. The mouse darted away into the hall. Impossible!
Sure, I just went through the door.
I mean, I looked in the mirror, at the mirror again, and there was a quivering movement under that armchair, and then a dead mouse tumbled out of it. But behind me, no dead mouse to be seen. I was horrified, but fascinated. I went closer to the chair and peered under it, carefully lifting the cloth with my shoe, but nothing at all to be seen. I pulled the cloth right off, moved the chair. Nothing. Then I turned around and saw my reflection sprawled on the floor beside a chair that was still in place. Leg wedged underneath, struggling madly, blood running slowly out from under the chair. I stared madly at the mirror, of course. I must have drunk too much, I thought. Then I saw the thing again, crawling out. It seemed to grow larger as it came out, or perhaps as it fed. It was gnawing at the body. I lost my head and hurled my glass at the mirror, and it looked right at me. Then it rushed forward, slammed against the mirror as though it was a window, and started hurling itself at it. And it came through.
Your consideration to the Oscars Academy. It came out of the mirror, Talleyrand. And you were seeing things that weren't happening.
It was terrifying.
But I have shat myself so many times.
We've all shat ourselves.
Killed me!
There's no sign of a reflection of him or anything on the floor, is there? That he said he saw? We haven't seen his double or anything like that.
Would you like to look in the mirror?
No, he said it was on the floor, didn't he?
I'm out in the hall.
The captain will look in the mirror.
And is the mirror cracked?
Oh, very.
The mirror is cracked because it's had a glass thrown to it.
The mirror.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
And as well, isn't there quite a lot of shards from when the thing came out of the mirror?
Not so much.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I just assumed that the glass shards were...
Yeah, it doesn't appear to have... Like, it's definitely cracked, but not to the extent you would expect for something that size busting through it.
So, okay. Would it have cracked at all if it hadn't been cracked by the glass? Could it have just come through the glass of the mirror?
We've got our effects guy on standby. He's got this whole CGI rendered mirror and lovely bloop sound effect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did Talleyrand see himself dead or just lying on the floor bleeding?
Apparently dead.
Being eaten.
Well, that didn't
Being
happen.
Being devoured by something. Yes.
Night is young.
Captain is looking at the mirror, and you can see. I mean, it's now slightly distorted by the crack. The table is not turned over.
In the mirror.
In the mirror, the table is not turned over. There is a candelabra on top of it. There is a dead mouse on the floor, and more importantly, there is the mangled corpse of a Talleyrand. Wedged under a chair in a pool of blood.
This is a rum show. It's like young Talleyrand's actual story. Looking in here,
so the mouse, which he
said is dead,
escaped, is also dead.
Well, he also saw the dead mouse in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the mirror, there's a dead mouse.
The mirror image hasn't changed. Are we in the mirror? Can we see ourselves?
Oh, I thought you meant. Yeah. Oh, we in the mirror, like.
Yeah, the captain is there, standing, looking into the mirror.
Can I reach down and touch the corpse of Talleyrand, or you know, so that my mirror image does it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I feel anything? What happens in the mirror?
You don't feel anything. You reach down. You feel maybe an expression of disgust briefly flickers across your reflection.
Oh, he's quite handsome when I'm disgusted. Well, I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
I want to kind of be looking around, trying to look around the edges. Can I see out of the door at all?
Yeah. The bits you outside you can see look the same.
Okay. I'm going to knock on the mirror, see if there's anything comes towards us.
How good's the light on the other side?
It's the same. So you've got candlelight, basically, from the candelabra on the table.
So, so, it's on the table and now it's on the table. Floor.
Yeah.
So the answer may well be I can't tell, but does Talleyrand appear still to be bleeding?
Probably can't tell.
Fair enough. I'm starting to feel we really ought to try to rescue him.
Touch, what, the dead one?
Well, if he's dead, we don't know if he's dead.
Touch the mirror.
He's not definitely, obviously dead.
Well, I've been knocking chain. On the mirror.
Oh, you have been, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I've knocked on the mirror a couple of times trying to have, see if yes, I can actually...
Can't see anything behind it.
Yeah.
A, to see if it's solid, or B...
It feels like a mirror.
Then comes into the room.
But yeah. This can't be right. You can't have something evil coming out of a mirror because mirrors use silver, and silver is proof against evil.
very Catholic idea, old chap.
You're naive.
Well, I mean, that's what I've been told. It's werewolves and vampires and witches and things, isn't it?
Well, when I was over in the Carns, we generally found that a very large piece of lead was the best proof against.
Oh, that would never reflect enough to make a substantial.
No. But basically, were you to basically put a very large hole in things, they tend to stay down.
This is the new mirror, right? This got replaced.
Yeah.
So it can't be something intrinsically with the glass.
The captain's basically putting his head against the glass, and he's trying
You'll
to
cut your ear, man.
Would you like me to push you through it?
No. He's trying to kind of look round the corner almost.
Yeah. You can mostly just see the salon as the candlelight allows. You can see a little bit out into the corridor.
Yeah,
I'm going to just take a
hello.
Take a anybody spill there? For lighting the fire. Just mm-hmm. get a little bit of charcoal. Captain, can you see anything that's different in the room, the reflection of the room, than it is here? Because I'm going to mark anything that's
criminy,
not here.
Yes. So the table
apart
is,
from these figures.
So the table is still upright.
All right. The candelabra. What about things that are actually totally not there? Is everything in there originally, could it have looked like it is here, like a complete reflection, or are the things that do not exist in this room? Is there a totally different picture?
Mr. Talleyrand, who is now obviously out of the room...
He does not wish to stare at his corpse.
I shall make him a cup of... Well, let's wake the servants and get him to make
so
him a cup
of tea. So if there's like a picture hanging on the wall... Then you look in the mirror and you see a mirror image of exactly that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Everything else
that's
is
fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
The mouse that apparently ran out is there and dead.
Mm-hmm. It's got the same kind of like mangled look of that pigeon you saw.
Yeah, and then obviously we've got a thing
it
under
wasn't,
a table.
It wasn't a cat, was it?
There isn't in the mirror.
Hmm.
So we've got a bonus. We've got that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was right. It was a supernatural thing.
Stepping up to it and trying to push a hand through.
This works a relatively
uncracked bit.
His own hand?
Or? Yes.
So he carries an assortment of them around. It's exactly like trying to push a mirror.
All right. Well, let's suppose for a second you'd witnessed such an event when you were around the house. That's not very Victorian, is it? When you were visiting the house of your friend and you witnessed this kind of anomaly, could that trigger in you a violent rage and attempt to smash mirrors within the house and murder pigeons and such like?
Well, are you suggesting that the fellow who has had the reputation for disliking mirrors may have had good reason?
Well, we've just seen a good reason to not trust a mirror. We're still seeing it now.
Potentially, there's something peculiar here. Yes, I grant you. Is it just reflections then? Because in that case, the person I saw outside could have been a reflection, but not actually a reflection of what was in the room.
But that wasn't a mirror.
Do you see what I mean? But it was a reflective surface.
So could it be any reflective? Well, that's a good
glass
point.
Glass with a dark background... You know, it's a pretty
good
mirror.
Because
your,
this is a new mirror
poker.
Since the event. Oh, God.
Is anyone looking at this critter, by the way?
I'm studiously avoiding the critter that caused me to lose a ton of sanity.
I'm looking backwards and forwards between the critter and the mirror and the between the room and the thing. So
So it's not moving. Would you like to examine specifically? Do you wish to examine the body of the critter?
Do you want me to take the table off it?
Yeah.
Anybody?
No.
Not if it's still twitching, no.
It's not.
It's not twitched. Okay. It hasn't for a while. So I'll lift the table and move
it. Just
give
it a stamp for good measure.
Yeah. It's... Imagine, if you will, that you took some rats, maybe a couple of pigeons, and possibly other miscellaneous, there might be some insects in there, and Lucius Talleyrand, and sort of blended them.
Wait, Lucius Talleyrand's in there?
There's some... The bits of it that look a bit human look a bit Lucius Talleyrand.
What?
Kind of very much like him, or perhaps family resemblance?
Could be family resemblance.
The body we can see is not clearly missing those bits, is it?
No.
So the body's not missing it, and obviously when we stick our head out into the
corridor... Yeah, he's still there, he's fine. He's fine.
Yeah. You know, so...
So how tall is this thing?
It's roughly sort of Alsatian sized.
Oh, okay.
Bigger than I expected.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know what size creature from the unknown I was expecting, but this one's bigger.
Pigeon, rat, Talleyrand, of which may have been looking in the mirror recently.
Yeah. I would like to borrow the poker off of the
hunter.
And I would like to basically go to the crack in the mirror, and I would like to push the poker against the crack.
It cracks a bit.
It cracks a bit. It doesn't go through.
I think Benjamin may have something here. Maybe it's not this mirror specifically. If he saw something in the window, and I'm starting to believe he wasn't drunk, then...
Well, no.
This mirror is a new mirror.
Benjamin wasn't drunk. Two or three brandies at that in the middle of the afternoon is normal.
He's ranting about Charles Dickens.
When you look round again, there is nothing on the floor.
Look in the mirror.
You look back at the mirror. It reflects the room you're in.
Completely now.
Yeah. Apart from obviously you've got some charcoal markings on it.
No, I was only marking anything that was totally different in the mirror than here. If there was, say, a picture or something on a wall.
There were no obvious anomalies.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit of a rum do.
So, this mirror was covered and he heard something or something came out and he removed the cover.
It was not covered.
We should probably draw all the curtains and cover all of the mirrors in the house or remove them and put them face down if we believe that they may be a doorway to something? I don't know, but I mean,
we've got to be concerned about reflective surfaces.
We have seen some very strange things, and it will do no harm to cover the mirrors.
Yes.
From the captain's point of view, he's more interested in the fact that basically from now on in, he's carrying a gun. Who's got the next highest?
Possibly he's going to put some bullets in it.
He really is. who's got the next highest weaponry score?
Well, I can go fetch the Purdy, but I don't know how... have I got a Purdy, actually? What was Purdy doing anything in 1846? I don't know. I have got a weapon skill somewhere.
Weapon skills, yeah. I've got
firearms 50, I've got. 51.
Well, there you go. Well volunteered, Benjamin.
And I've got, I've got quite a good double-barreled shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got it with you?
Of course I've got it with me. visiting a friend in the country.
Well, yes.
It's very reasonable.
Presumably, we're planning to go out shooting. On the
oh, right. Moment, I just thought you had some difficult friend.
If one must go up to Lincolnshire, one might at least take a shotgun.
Yeah, so you point it at them and you make sure that they give you the code word, and then when you're satisfied that they're actually the real person.
Yeah.
Company's founded in 1814.
Mm-hmm. Purdy it is.
Useful.
Yeah. Okay, well, you have saved Lucius Tyrant from the attack of the Grokog for now.
We've solved the problem forever.
Yeah, and that's the end of the. Oh, wait. But I think that's a good place to pause for today.
I think in the morning we're all going to be whitewashing the mirrors and the windows.
Oh, no. The captain's going to be cleaning you back off, and then just standing there with a gun. This is something he hasn't shot before.
Okay, thank you very much.
Don't need all that said right on the wall, chap.
Thank you.
That was great fun.
See you.
Same time, same place.
Should be. Station.
Indeed.
Good
night. Cheers. Bye, everybody.
Bye.